The garden is what I had to water when I was little. Every evening, I watered the cucumbers planted between the rows of vines near our house in the village. When they got ripe, I began to eat them. For 2 months of the summer, I ate cucumbers, watered and grown by myself. Later, we started to also plant zucchini among the rows of vines. I had more responsibilities, but also a more varied menu. I liked tomatoes the most. My mother took care of the tomatoes. It's like we made a separation based on gender. When I went to college in another country, I started living in a dormitory and no longer had a garden. 18 years of hard training to water cucumbers remained only on my resume of a gardener's assistant. Cluj didn't have as much greenery on the street, it didn't have as many parks as Chișinău has, and it didn't have my cucumber garden. The green spaces were few and arranged in dashes. I started looking for parks that are less laid out and unpaved. The local authorities started to pave even the gravel alleys, which were scarce anyway. After a few months, I discovered the botanical garden. It had no asphalt. The garden was gorgeous. I always felt like taking a hoe and some buckets in my hand to water the plants there. Good thing they had an irrigation system, because I really would have done it. I couldn't go to the botanical garden every day. I don't know why, it's as if I wasn't allowed. It wasn't mine. 9 years later, the COVID-19 pandemic brought me back to Moldova. Staying at home in the first months, I started watering cucumbers again. After that, I moved to Chișinău and the watering stopped. I walked around the center of the city a lot and I liked passing by the Guguță Cafe where cherry tomatoes were growing. 3 years later, I would meet Lilia, who had planted them there. I also liked to walk on Bucharest Street by Elipili, where the pumpkins and sunflowers planted by Ghena grew. I knew Ghena for over 10 years now. "The sunflowers place is in the center of the city," said Ghena in an interview. "We have enough cars and car parks that are suffocating us." The flowers planted by Ghena gave me space. Space to breathe in a context full of asphalt and concrete. Every time I passed by, I looked at how they were doing. I never watered them, I never brought a hoe to the little garden, I just admired the flowers and the pumpkins. Until some pumpkin lovers picked them and took them home. I would have liked not to be afraid to intervene in the small gardens planted by Lilia or Ghena. I didn't know I was allowed. That was the boundary in my head that I couldn't cross. I grew up in a society where I always had to ask permission to do something. I ate a little tomato from the Guguță Cafe and I was thinking that I stole it. That what I did was wrong, because I didn't ask for permission. After talking to Ghena, to Lilia, and researching about urban gardening, I know I can provide help. I can grow plants in the city, even if I don't have a title deed on that land. There is a small community of people who take care of the less and less green Chișinău they live in. The next time I leave the house by car, now I live in the village again, I will put some water cans in the trunk, thinking that I'll have a few stops to make, a few gardens to water on my way home. At home, we no longer have a vineyard and no cucumbers to grow among the vine rows. I need to plant them in the city, in place of the parking lots. I'm a driver, but I don't mind the lack of them in Chișinău. I'd rather park an intersection or two or three or four away in order not to park cars where sunflowers grow in the summer. Or tomatoes. Or cucumbers.